Today on the Digital Bath Podcast, we bring you a special feature on video game monsters.
Got any scary?
Yep.
Do your chores.
That's pretty scary.
The scary momster?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the worst.
Welcome, everybody, to the Digital Bath Podcast. Today, I am here to welcome you. Let me try that again.
Brian Griffin's in the house, everybody. Yeah.
No, I was trying to do kind of like a Vincent Price song.
Ah, yes.
Stewie, yeah. Okay.
Welcome, everyone, to the Digital Bath Podcast. Today, I am here with three spooky gentlemen here to talk about video game monsters. To my immediate right, I have the vampirically awesome Jesse Azrael Reaver Bateo.
Hello!
The Count?
Yeah.
From the most, Sesame Street?
Yeah, he's the first vampire I ever met.
You met him?
Next to him, I have the ferociously furious Nick Minifridge Savannah.
Hi.
And to my far right, I have the Antichrist, the demonic.
The epitome.
I don't know what that means.
That's not correct.
Ranch Ripper. But what's up?
Just the Ripper. Ripper of ranch. Ripping the ranch. Putting it all over beanbags.
All over my beanbags.
And the boys.
How's your boys?
If you watch our streams, then you would get it, but you probably don't.
And
so.
Your spooky host for the evening, Dakota.
Dakota. What was the voice that we did last year that you made me do for a whole episode?
You shall not pass!
Basically, yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Say okay. Beanbags.
Okay. Beanbags!
That's hilarious.
Okay. Meh.
How's your boys?
I want a hot dog real bad.
Sorry. We've got really bad inside jokes now that only make sense to the four people that watch
our
stream.
You know what? What is that? That's an invitation is what that is. Watch the fucking stream.
Watch our stream every Wednesday. Watch us. At this point, we only play.
10 p.m. Central Time.
You can watch us play Splitgate. I don't know what else we're playing anytime
soon. Maybe
we'll
play Diablo next. You don't fucking know.
Yeah, Diablo 2. Let's go.
Who's going
to
get...
We have to download Diablo.
Clinky Dinks.
What the...
Go ahead, Jesse. There you go.
Ooh,
none of us have clinkables except for you, and you have no one to clink with.
Story of my life.
You can clink cans.
That was pathetic.
That was quiet in this room.
If you guys didn't hear, it went...
That was so quiet that it like took noise out of...
The decibels went down.
The room.
Bro. This high noon vodka
is
so
high noon.
It's expensive.
High noon.
But this water Malone is lit. It is...
No cap, fam?
Bussin'.
No cap?
No cap.
Damn, bro.
Well, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of year again, our favorite time of year.
Spooky season.
Yes, we all love it. Ooh. It's starting to feel amazing outside. It's starting to feel like fall weather. We love it. Great
feather.
For... What?
Feather.
Feather. Yep. Fall weather is feather. Feather.
Okay. Our seasonal depression's back. So.
Bro, were you guys...
The season never went away from me,
were
baby.
Were you guys present today when it was 94 fucking degrees? What are y'all talking about?
I was in the basement.
I was inside.
It's 94.
Well, it wasn't when I was inside. Inside, it was 72 degrees.
You can have spooky season anytime you want if you have a...
But now I went outside and it felt great. It's perfect for bonfires,
man.
It
is getting cooler faster at night.
It's getting awesome.
It's getting darker
sooner.
We
definitely forced a bonfire already and it was still mildly warm out, but it was still fun. It was a good time.
It worked.
It worked out. We were far enough away from the fire.
But...
We didn't start it.
Because of that, we're going to start talking about the spooky stuff.
Yeah.
And like Dakota said... Video game monsters. Our favorites are ones that we just think are really cool, iconic, you know, a bunch of different ones. I mean, let's just put it out there now. I'm going to say Pyramid
Pikachu.
Head. I'm going to say Pyramid Head.
Oh, we went. Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
we're completely different. Monsters. You're not wrong.
Mm. Pyramid Head.
Pyramid Head, yeah.
Iconic.
What about him?
He's, you know, he's daddy. I was going to say daddy head.
Daddy Longsword.
Daddy Head.
Daddy Longsword. I like that one too. I mean, he's got the horror look. He got that butcher look. You don't know what the fuck really he is. And he rips people in half and their skin off
is
their
it,
bones. It's amazing.
Is it in 5 that you can like go underneath his helmet in the camera and he's got like a bulbous like mutated head basically?
He had a bulbous head in 2 as well. He did. And actually I have the Pyramidette statue where he's pulling along one of the spitters. Mm. And if you look behind it, he's got the bulbous head.
So he's like a massive like flesh
underneath. Massive flesh
there,
underneath, like deformed. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
But a muscular man body.
If you guys haven't seen the Silent Hill movie, which honestly, great movie to video game to movie adaptation.
Second
both
one's great
one
too.
One of the better ones. Stop.
Guys, take
it's
everything you know about Silent Hill,
it's
throw it
bad.
Out. Good movie.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
I enjoy
hey,
it.
Hey, Pyramid Head's a good guy.
He's fucking
okay,
badass.
So there you go. If you've played the Silent Hill
he's
games,
like the Scorpion
you're going to
King
hate
of Silent Hill.
If you're if
he's
you've
like the
played
Scorpion.
It, if you've played them, you're going to hate it. If you haven't, you might like it. But if you've played Silent Hill, they put Pyramid Head as a good guy that could be controlled by
carousel.
Heather. He could be controlled by
now
Heather.
Now he just seems like a real weird
he
perv.
Protects her. He's her protector. And then also there's like a sword fight between Demon and Pyramid Head at the end of it.
It's like a big knife fight.
And then and then fucking Heather and Vincent fall in love and have
Look,
some stupid... It's bullshit.
Anyway, the monster, though.
Yeah, the
Pyramid
monster.
Head. When the first appearance of Pyramid Head in Silent Hill 2, to this day, fucking frightening. Because he's just looking at you between like these bars.
Yeah.
And just breathing heavy and it's...
There's like a red light behind him and he's
frightening
like,
introduction.
And then at some point later, you watch him...
Molest?
Boink. Kind of fuck a...
Mannequin
mm-hmm. thing.
Oh, it's disturbing.
Yeah, it's yeah.
What does he represent? He represents
sexual frustration.
That's right.
And guilt.
Yeah, within... James's sexual frustration and guilt and the violent tendencies that he has because
mm-hmm. he wants to fuck his wife who's dying. What a bitch!
And he couldn't have sex with her for years because of her issues.
Yeah.
So yep.
Well,
but
gonna leave
simplicity.
That one alone.
Simplicity.
Go
so
one of marriage. At that
so
point.
We got it out of the way, but I mean, there's you know. Ton of fan art out there, a ton of really creepy scenes
I
from
was
the
like,
movie.
Where is this going?
from the movie, ton of creepy scenes from the games. Look those up. You
definitely
could,
iconic.
Yeah, you could say Silent Hill Homecoming. It's technically a different entity, but I mean, you wouldn't know a difference.
He looks
didn't.
Like Pyramid.
Yeah,
I would definitely say though, there's like at least 33 rules, maybe 30. Maybe you should look up rule 34
yeah,
for
yeah.
Pyramid Head. I think
probably,
that's probably
I'll do it right now.
He made,
oh god,
he made it into Dead by Daylight,
he
which
did.
Is a
monumental
big thing. For sure, to be in the pantheon of killers. And then, I forgot the other thing I was going to say.
That's it.
That's it. Oh, no. I was going to say, also, find our Silent Hill episode that we did last year if you want to hear these geeks talk more about one of their favorite horror franchises. So mm-hmm.
I mean, he also made it out of his own game into that game as well, but into another Silent Hill, at least one other Silent Hill game.
Homecoming.
It's a different entity.
Where there's,
it's not the same guy.
There's more than one.
He was so iconic, they made him
yes.
come back.
They
yes.
made him mini.
Ooh, that was creepy. That was cool.
So,
ooh, that was very beefy.
One that, as soon as we started talking about this topic, it keeps popping into my head, and I think it's because it's one of my first like traditional like video game monsters, is in Super Castlevania, the Medusa heads.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, holy
like,
shit.
Very iconic of Castlevania.
Mm-hmm. Classic but, monsters,
and
yeah.
they were a bitch to kill.
Yes, they were. Because
they just kept showing up. I remember that being a really, like, hard part. And they continue to be a part of the Castlevania games. And just something about, like, I mean, just the head of a woman with, like, snakes attached to it, like, coming at you is just something I think of when I think of iconic mm-hmm. video game monsters.
Oh yeah, that one's classic. I mean, Medusa in general is a classic monster,
mm-hmm.
right? But yeah, throw him in the video game world.
I mean, Dracula himself in mm-hmm. that franchise in Symphony of the Night, when you fight him as one of the Belmonts and he turns
yep.
into the giant dragon beast creature.
Yeah.
Dude, that was fucking crazy. I was like,
Absolutely.
A boss fight all out the gate and then you lose
yeah.
it, presumably.
Yeah.
You can win it, but you still lose anyway. I mean, that shit was fucking... Dracula, across all of the Castlevania games, has always been really, really cool.
Absolutely.
And a really awesome version of him, I feel. Mm-hmm. Super powerful.
I would say, side note, this generation is starting out with a lot of, like, hey, y'all ready for vampires again? Like, we were in zombies for a good decade.
A long time. Least.
We still are. At least, yeah.
We still are, but I feel
but
like
it's starting to fade. It is starting to fade.
I feel like you know, in the
Walking Dead's coming to an end.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway,
the monster pantheon. It's going to the blood. Let's
go to the blood.
We're gonna have Blade again. Mm-hmm. We've got that new Back for Blood's a zombie game. Shit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What's the other one?
Blood Hunt.
Blood Hunt's coming. Mm-hmm. We've had a vampire game or two.
No, mm-hmm. There's that other one though.
Yeah, Bloodlines 2, Vampire the Masquerade.
No, nope,
Bloodlines
2.
What's the other one?
The one with the one that had the trailer that like did not represent the game very well at all.
Oh yes,
Codvein.
No. Oh shit! What was it? Redfall.
Something Redfall? Like that. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right, but let's go on with it.
We thought it was. Yeah, we thought it was like a Left 4 Dead style game, but it turned out to be an RPG.
Oh,
yeah,
it's like that was like an RPG.
Like, oh, we're talking about the
witches
RPG.
And monsters.
So they're considered vampires.
Vampires.
I consider them. No,
so
anyway, vampires. Yeah, those are
they're coming back.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some lichens in there. Let's have those two for a while.
The lichens.
I prefer the lycanthrope to the at your throat. You know what I mean?
No.
I'd rather rip out the throat than bite it.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what I mean?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
I like them more than I like vampires.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather be a vampire though.
Than a werewolf?
It feels like an easier life to live.
Are we talking about like...
If you're a werewolf, you got to shit in the woods.
No.
If you're a vampire, you can't go out in the day.
One day of the year.
You don't go out during the day anyway.
One day of the year. You're going to shit in the woods as a werewolf.
One day of the year?
It depends.
It's every full moon.
Of the month. One day of the month.
One day of the month.
If we're talking...
What...
You go camping.
What lore do you know of where werewolves are like the high society or they live good lives?
It depends what they did before they were werewolves.
No, just like name one though. Like,
I don't know.
World Darkness. They still have that. They have upper echelons of their kind. Now,
but it's not like the Masquerade.
Granted, right. Granted, they still work for vampires most of the time.
There you go.
Dumb. Well, in my world, werewolves run the world. So there you go.
Alrighty, buddy.
Yeah, you and your wolf shirt can you know have a great time.
We will.
Yeah. I mean, Nemesis. Nemesis?
What? Oh, you're going back to the...
Yes. I looked directly at Jesse, and he looked at me with soulless eyes, and I'm mad at him now.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, well, you talked about yours, but anyway, Nemesis, yeah.
My apologies.
This is an open platform.
Yes, Nemesis is fucking dope. Mm-hmm.
Resident Evil 2. 3.
No, I was like, what?
Excuse me, 3.
I actually like Tyrant more than I like Nemesis.
And that's 2.
That's the first game.
That's the first game.
There's 2. Yeah, there's Tyrant in both games. Okay. Mr. X is like kind of the dude from Resident Evil 2 who's got the top hat and the trench coat.
So Res 1 has a big guy that follows you around too?
No, but he's like the final boss of the game.
He doesn't follow you around, but he's the final boss, yeah.
And
then you have Birkin from 2.
Yes.
And then you know who's, yeah.
But Nemesis, when that game came out, was really cool because you used to be safe if you went through a door in Resident Evil. And then when you went through a door in Resident Evil 3, certain times, that motherfucker was following you everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously his iconic stars. Yep. I mean... To this day, still
Jesse creeping, says it all the fucking time.
I do.
Every day. Seriously, it gave you anxiety. It really did because you were like, okay, I went through this door and he could show up. It was a randomly generated type thing. He could show up or maybe he doesn't. And in, I remember though, in the original 3, the safe rooms were always safe, but in the remake, they made it to where the safe rooms weren't safe. Mm-hmm. Like he could still come through the safe rooms.
All 2 minutes of that game.
Yeah, the whole 2 minutes, which
Yikes.
That could have been such a great game, but
straight up mercs. Like 3 stars members in the beginning of Resident Evil 3, you're like, oh, this dude's for real.
He's legit. Yep.
Honorable mention to the dogs.
Oh, in Resident Evil 1?
The bust through the window?
That was
dogs and the lickers.
Yeah. I mean, the first time the dogs break through in the windows, it's frightening.
Mm-hmm. I remember experiencing that. I was at my cousin's house and we were both like, oh, shit. And then, like, our whole thing was to have other people play it and watch them be like, keep going. And just wait for that moment to watch them lose their shit and be like, yeah. That's scary, huh? Yeah, let's go get someone else to do it.
Did you play the remake?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Well, wait, with GameCube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, they don't show up in that window.
They don't show
up
when you think.
But if you try to open the main door, it used to be a cutscene. They like snap at you and you'd come back in. A dog will literally get into the mansion if you try to open the front door. And I was like, what the fuck?
They still show up.
They show up later.
No, they still show up through those windows. They 100% do. I played that thing like 6 times in a row.
Either
way.
But it's not like exactly when you think, right? They fake you out because you're so ready for it.
They show up later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both have this smug-ass look on their face, Nick and Jesse, and I was like, we don't have time for whatever argument you're about to have.
Anyway, dogs, awesome. Lickers, fucking
really,
frightening.
Really, really frightening. Yes.
Brains exposed and shit.
Alligators in the sewers.
Yep.
Dude, that was not the scariest thing ever in that game.
It wasn't, but you were just like, oh, shit.
It was weird there was a giant alligator, I guess. Yep. But,
he got flushed down in the toilet as a baby, bro.
Yeah, Resident Evil's full of... I mean, we can go on with just that one franchise.
The spider in the first one?
Yeah.
It was very big.
I like how the in the first snake. Games, it's just giant animals.
Yeah, that's PS1, bro.
Yeah.
They True. Can, like, saving your game with a typewriter? How does this work?
Let's talk about the creature from Amnesia.
Oh, I don't know.
Are you talking about the one you can't see? Or just the one that follows you
around?
The
one that follows you around with the, like, the jaws, like, broken and way down and everything.
What?
And I'll show you a picture while we're talking about it. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Bro.
It's a fucking creepy-ass monster.
I will say that that monster is creepy, but the water monster?
Scary.
Yo, yeah. Well, Jesse doesn't like anything from water.
You can't see it, bro.
It's not even deep water either.
No, it's like ankle deep.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes.
You can't step in the water or
can't step
pretty much,
in. He knows you're there.
Yep. He'll get you right away.
Nice.
Yeah. It just follows you.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's quiet too. So, like, sometimes you just turn around and it's coming through a door at you and you're like, fuck! Yeah.
Slenderman. It was made before a video game, but I feel like Slender the video game really helped, like, catapult his, you know,
And Marble Hornets.
Yes.
That was pretty big for a while on YouTube.
Marble Hornets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the Slender the game really pushed that for him to be a well-known character, mm-hmm. I think, outside of 4chan.
Yeah. 4chan is where it started, really.
Yeah.
And it got pretty popular there, and that's where Marble Hornets was a YouTube channel.
And Twitter account.
And Twitter account, where it was all about these kids' experiences with Slenderman. Yeah, with Slenderman, trying to figure out what was going on, and people would go missing, and
it's like Blair Witch, kind of.
Yeah, yep, it was basically found footage, and it was cool for a while.
It got long-winded
and just needed to end, but...
Chris is like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
It's probably not Slenderman cool anymore. The game. It was free. Was it free on Xbox?
Yeah, I think it still is, maybe, on Game Pass?
Probably.
Slenderman Arrival. Their Arrival,
yeah.
Where it's like 5 minutes and you're just trying to stay alive and walking around the woods.
What's the other one that's on PC? Game?
I mean, you can go that long, but you can also die and I don't know. I don't remember what. I played something where it was like, you're going to die in like 10 minutes, like, if you fuck around.
Of course,
I was probably running looking for him, like, where's he at?
You should play it. The actual Arrival game, it's pretty cool.
I might.
I actually played that game on PS4.
Yeah, I like it. Necromorphs.
Bro,
yeah, perhaps the next one.
I was waiting for him to bring that up.
That's literally my when we started talking about doing this tonight, I literally was like, I've got to get my ace in the hole ready. And it's not the normal necromorph, which, I mean, that tilted the whole thing for everybody, because you're like, fucking headshots, baby. These are zombies. Let's go. Nope. This doesn't stop them. Oh, shit. And you find out really quick in that game that you got to shoot the limbs.
Aim for the limbs.
But it was still freaky. But for me, the divider.
Ooh, that one
is disgusting.
The divider
fucks my shit
up. I guess I didn't get far enough in to know the divider.
Bro, so the divider is like a big, gangly, long-limbed.
Does he got a top hat?
He can sometimes. I had to find it, but it wasn't there right away.
What?
Yeah.
You're walking still around Dead Space?
Yeah. In a space station, there's this big, long-limbed, looked like it's wearing like a loose, open shirt, but it looks like tendons and muscles and a head and long-ass, disgusting fingers and toes. And you're like... Bitch, I got this. You throw on the stasis so they can't move. You're like, pew, pew, pew. Blow off one of their legs. You're like, you're toast, baby. And it goes, hits the ground.
Yep.
And pieces Hundreds. Of it just run.
Yep.
Ooh, it's gnarly.
They almost like slither
they come
off.
After
like,
you?
There's like
the pieces.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The best fucking kill, in my opinion, personal opinion, best fucking kill in the game is from the divider, because there's one piece that's a head and it comes at you. And it grabs hold of your neck and tries to strangle you, and you have several attempts.
It's like tendons and stuff come out to try to like.
It's just supposed to.
I mean, it can.
If you're low on health and it grabs you, you're fucking toast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
you have to fight. You have to jam the whatever X A button, E button, whatever. You're hitting the button, and if you don't, it literally pops your head off, and then you see the tendons go up in the air and they go down into your body.
Yep.
And then
a necromorph.
It's the head itself. Like attaches, but then it gets like loose and falls off, but it has control of your body, so it grabs its own head, like adjusts itself and walks off screen. You're now fucking being controlled by a
vessel.
Head. your vessel for the meat puppet.
I really liked the flying ones when they kill you. How they like fuse onto you and then they come back like out of your spine, kind of. That one was fucking gnarly. And the scorpion ones always freaked me out, how they jump at you.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just climbing on the walls and they just like hurl themselves at you.
They don't have like a bottom half. They just have like their spine is their like scorpion
their tail,
stinger.
Yeah.
The normal ones, they're pretty scary.
The normal ones are
the
so
ones
scary.
The ones that were based off, I think it was Resident Evil ones, where they don't die. You can shoot them, they go down and they get back
up. Iron Maidens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm having some beefy burps.
Beefy
smell
burps.
Great. It's like fried chicken fried steak.
Yeah, I'm sure Nick appreciates that.
I don't.
It's with rice flour, so you could eat it. There's no gluten.
More on that later. Okay. I'm going back to Silent Hill again because I still think they make some of the coolest monsters. In Silent Hill 4, there is a boss that, in my opinion, is the creepiest boss of all the Silent Hill games. Or not boss, I'm sorry. Villain or
monster.
Enemy monster. Twin Victim. The Twin Victim enemy. So it's basically these two baby heads that are wrapped together in a cloak that hangs down. It has no torso or lower body. It has just two giant arms that it fucking runs at you, and it is terrifying.
You've shown me that before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. It could be their hair.
Oh,
it looks like
a
cloak. Yeah, it looks like a cloak. But it's like two giant arms, and that's how they hold themselves up, and they run at you with its arms. And as you come across the corner, it's planted on one of its arms, and the other arm is up, and it's pointing at you. And it's just these two like lifeless baby faces. And runs at you. Sometimes it's silent, but sometimes it makes these like blood curdling baby scream noises and shit. It's pretty fucking creepy.
That sounds creepy.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw that in Silent Hill 4, I was like, "What the fuck is that?" Because it's in like the
it's very unsettling.
It's like the water
prison.
The water prison thing that you're in the middle of that lake or whatever. I think you're in the middle of Lake Toluca Lake. So.
There's a lot of Silent Hill 4 monsters that were really...
Great designs.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Schism? Was that Silent Hill 4? Like the giant... Was that 3?
5.
5? Oh, 5. It was
You got a lot of 5 on the brain right now.
Dude, Silent Hill Homecoming is better than it
It's better than most people think it is.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about the giant dude with the small dude on its back?
No, that one's freaky, too. I was talking about the one that's a giant head blade.
That guy's an MKX.
Oh, yes.
That guy's what?
The big guy with the smaller guy on him? That's MKX.
Yeah, close.
Yes,
but this is a female, like a pretty. I remember it being pretty well endowed female form, like large, boobaloobaloobies. But they were, and then there was like a giant male form, giant male form on the bottom, and they were like S&M'd together, and that was like the whole thing. It was like
Siam. That was Siam. That's what it was called.
Maybe it was
Siam. I believe Siam. Yes.
Oh, I always said it was Siam.
Maybe it's Siam, yeah.
But like then there was the Schism, which was like a dude's bottom half, and then the top half was all dangly, but it had like a
that was a normal enemy,
blade.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was in Homecoming.
Yep,
yeah.
That was in Homecoming.
One that also used to freak me out, which just so everyone, if you are a regular of this, you know by now that for whatever reason, video games and horror and me don't mix. So for me, something that was freaky is... did you guys play Metroid Fusion?
Yes.
A long time ago.
Okay, so shout out, by the way, Metroid Dread comes out in like a
week.
They don't need our endorsement.
Oh, yeah, and then Kirby Automata comes out later, too.
Kirby Automata. but in Metroid Fusion, there is this new alien type that's basically like that version's Metroid that's flying around. But it's an organism that can take on the form of other organisms. And it takes on the form of Samus. And one of the original shots in the game is you go running through a room, and usually when you run through a room, you know, if you ever play Metroid game, it transitions the door that was like on your right moves over to the left, and then you see what's in that room. Well, you go through, and it doesn't transition, and this like real creepy music starts playing, and all of a sudden the wall to the left blows up, and this person looks just like Samus comes walking in, and they turn straight at the screen, and this is on a GBA, and it just zooms in, and it zooms all the way in, and it's like Samus's face, but it doesn't have eyes.
Hmm.
And it's just like, whoosh, 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 whoosh. And I was like, oh, fuck.
You gotta run.
When games can do that, when they're not inherently like a horror game or scary, but then they put like this this creepy really moment. Creepy moment in it. It almost makes it like
better,
way creepier than it normally
you're just
would
not
be.
Expecting
like
it.
If you put that in a regular horror game, you'd be like, oh yeah, whatever, creepy. Mm-hmm. But like it being in a game that's not inherently horror,
yeah,
makes it
unlike
that much
Game
better.
Boy Advance.
Yeah,
and this I believe its name was like S-AX or something like that.
It is something like that. SRX or something.
It chases you throughout the game. Nice. So there's moments in the game where it gets introduced into the level and you can't kill it. And so you have to run from it and hide until the end of the game where you finally have a final fight with it. So, but that always stuck out to me because, and they're bringing that back in Dread. There's robots that also do that. But just the idea, you know, kind of like what you guys are talking about with Resident Evil, something that could show up and you can't, you know, like hurt it. And the fact that they were like, yeah, let's put this in Metroid and doing that. And then something else that sticks out in Metroid Fusion is there was a boss that you fight that the more damage you do to it, the front of its face just starts to slowly melt off. And so by the end, it's just like leaking pus and stuff out the front. And I thought that was cool too. Shout out to that creepy boss.
Hell yeah. Nice. That is dope.
Did any of you guys play Soma?
I did, yes.
Yeah, man.
Is it worth playing?
Back in front, just Soma'd it up.
It's not bad. It's okay. The premise and the whole atmosphere of the game, I think, is what does it, and not the fear factor of it. Because I'm not going to give anything away, but it really totes the line of if, you know, are you human if your mind is transferred? Are you still the same person? Like, it really totes that line, and you're trying to figure out, are you still you? Yeah, some the singularity type stuff.
Singularity.
The singularity. It's cool. That part is cooler than the actual. Yeah, that part is cooler than the actual gameplay, in my opinion. It wasn't that creepy, but
I want to play it. I just thought of it. We can cut this out, but
okay. I was like, "What? Is there a monster that you saw?"
There's lots of scary stuff, but I saw a video of it and I was like, "Ooh, this looks creepy. I want to play this shit."
Mm-hmm. What do you think the most iconic demon is from Doom?
Most iconic.
I think I have one, but I'm curious if it's the same one.
The guy, the skeleton guy.
You think Revenant's the most popular?
He's annoying. He's
pretty iconic.
I think the most iconic demon, is the Kaka demon.
Yeah,
the
Kaka demon.
The flying eye.
Yeah, the flying eye with giant teeth. That is what I think of when I think of Doom.
Either him or I lost its name.
Cyber demon.
No.
For me, it's the Hell Knight. I remember those being a fucking pain in
the
ass.
Things that run at you with the horns.
Imps.
No.
Run at you with the
bigger
horn.
Bigger
Pinky.
Pinky's
pretty
cool.
Pinky's a bitch.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Don't say that to his fucking face.
One pinky, perfectly fine. Two pinkies in the same room, shit's gonna get
three
a little
invisible
hard.
Pinkies
invisible.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, invisible pinkies, no. Towards the end where they're like, we don't give a shit anymore.
You're gonna fight
your fucking beanbags.
But
my beanbags.
A chainsaw though, you'd let you kill him from the front.
True. Yeah. Doom 2. Remember the final boss in Doom 2?
Remind me.
The fucking giant gate. It was just a gate. It was like, what was it called? The face of
Ra.
Sam.
I think you're alone on this one, buddy.
Dude, it was weird. It was creepy though, because I'm like, I'm fighting a door and I'm kind of afraid of it.
Do you want to know what another really creepy villain was that just like came out of nowhere?
Of course.
Gigas.
Oh my God.
From Earthbound?
I was thinking of that. Yeah, that's the atmosphere thing.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And it's like babies crying.
Yes.
And,
and it's like tortured souls in the background.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, I played that not long ago, and that part happened, and it made me uneasy. It gave me anxiety. I was like, this is creepy as fuck. Because it's that, you know, old MIDI, music. It's not, you know, big orchestral music.
Mm-hmm. But it's, like, layered on top of each other so well. It's, like, almost, like, stress-inducing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. But Gigas, the main villain of Earthbound, is pretty creepy, and that's on SNES. That's on the old Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
fuck you.
Didn't play Earthbound. But definitely some Doom monsters that... Cyberdemon? The Arachnid, whatever that fucking thing is?
Oh, yeah. The brain. It was something brain.
Yeah. But it was like a spider.
It's an internal.
Cyber brain? I can't
remember. Yeah, it was like an electric spider with
it's
a brain and eyes.
Mm-hmm. It was the final boss of the first game.
Yeah, and then when they did the expansion to Doom, they were all over the fucking place.
I mean, in Doom 2016, he was the final boss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely, I think those... Anything with a lot of legs that's coming at me fast is going to scare the shit out of me.
I thought you were talking about, isn't there some with an exposed brain in Eternal?
Yeah.
That's
they're like the mini versions of the final boss.
Okay.
Shadow of the Colossus, would you count the Colossi as monsters?
I would count the character you play as a monster.
Well, the thing you turn into at the end. have you beat the game?
Yeah.
You turn
in order to save her, you die basically.
You let the demon invade your body and you become this giant, like.
You become a Colossus?
No, you become a demon.
Oh.
Well, you become a vessel for this god, that's basically. Odd. And the only thing keeping that bay were the Colossi. And you kill the Colossi to get your girl back, but in turn you've
allowed the demon to come.
Yep.
All and over fuck your up the face. World.
Yeah.
You could take a sharp stick and throw it in Dark Souls?
Dark Souls?
Yeah. Man, let's try.
Yes.
You're going to be the one to bring up Dark Souls.
Pretty much any boss in that game, you're just like, what the fuck is that? And I mean, Bloodborne even more so.
Bloodborne
takes the cake on Bloodborne, the monsters.
Normal enemies, you're like, dude, your arm is way longer on that side, and it's creeping me out.
I will say, though, the is that in three? Is that one? The dragon with the teeth. Like, the teeth up its body?
The gaping dragon. Yeah,
that thing's pretty creepy.
Yes,
there's a lot of creepy Dark Souls bosses in the first. I mean, Blighttown in general
is a
monster.
He
is a monster, but Dark Souls did a really good job, I think, with human enemies, very very well, making them bigger than life. The dragons always did really well, but Bloodborne did the whole monster thing way
better.
Bloodstarved beast.
Is that the one that looks like a sheet that's just...
Yes.
Oh.
It's a sheet of flesh.
The first time I saw that monster moving around, I was just like, ew.
Mm-hmm.
I got to fight this fucking thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to figure out a pattern? And I kept looking at the sheet flapping, just being like, ugh.
Do you like guys like the bestial monsters more or the more celestial monsters from that series?
Yes. That's tough because I really like all... Well, okay, so...
Like, aesthetically?
So, yes. Speaking of Celestial, there's the one, the daughter of...
Ebriatus.
Yes, Ebriatus, because she's Celestial and Monster. She's both.
Right. Because
she's an angel.
She both of them.
Yes. I mean, she's more Celestial than anything.
Yeah, but she looks like a fucking monster.
She looks like Cthulhu.
Yeah.
That's right. Cthulhu's a monster.
He looks like a Celestial. I guess I'm confused, then. What's the difference?
Well, you said either Celestial or Monster. I was like, well, there's the one who's both, basically.
There's some shit in Ninja Gaiden that's freaky as fuck, too.
Oh, man, I can't remember a lot of them.
There's the one that's got, like, blades coming out of its head, and it's got wings on the side of its head, too. There's a lot. I don't know what it's called. I just remember the blonde girl. I was scary horny for her.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking
frightening. Chris was the monster in that one.
I took a spooky splooge to that one.
Yikes.
The ghosts from pretty much all the ghosts from Fatal Frame.
Oof. Yeah.
That entire series is just unsettling.
There's a lot of jump scares too.
Oh my God, it's unsettling.
That's like all it is.
No, it's atmospheric as shit. Yeah.
Whenever the camera comes out.
Dude, the fact that you will run down a hallway and you'll start to turn a corner, but they strategically made it to where the camera doesn't go with you immediately.
Just
there's
like
kind
in
of
dead
a
space.
Yeah, there's kind of a slight pause before it turns the corner with you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no music. It's all ambient sound from the mansion or the little village that you're in. And so you just hear the creaks, or you'll hear like soft like sighing or moaning way off in the background. I mean, they do a great job with audio in that game.
That's what you had me play for like 20 minutes till I couldn't play anymore, right?
Yes.
Yes. Fatal Frame 3, I think it was.
I think some of the scariest things in games are audio.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like some of the stuff.
Oh, yeah, Dead Space?
I mean, even moving back further than that, like playing PC games, you're like, and you're like, dude, I don't know what that is. I don't want to fucking find out. I don't even remember what I'm talking about. But I remember playing a game on PC where there were moans that were far away, and I was like, I don't want to go closer.
Yeah. System Shock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a creepy, just all of it, like a sci-fi horror, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's very creepy.
I was going to ask, do you guys consider aliens monsters?
Sure.
Yeah. In the right context, do.
Yeah, context, yeah.
What do you mean?
I was going to say
Xenomorphs.
I was going to say Big Daddy.
Oh, a Big Daddy?
I mean...
From Bioshock 1?
They sound like whales far off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, the first time you meet him, and because that guy is
you
trying to...
You watch him get fucking...
Yeah, because that guy's trying to fuck with that little sister, girl. And then he shows up and just like... Puts the fucking drill right into him.
Give him the boots.
Yeah. No, I mean,
and then you play as a Big Daddy in the second game.
No,
yeah,
it's not terrible. It's better than Dragon Age 2.
That's
yeah.
That's not really saying much.
No,
no.
But Jesse knows what I mean.
Yeah, they're both sequels to great games.
But yeah, I mean, you know, just like I played BioShock going into it, not knowing how creepy it was going to be. Like, I get in there, I'm like, there's a lot of dark in this game. Oh wait, why are the people hiding in the shadow? Oh fuck, this is kind of like a thriller, you know, like an action thriller at least. And then,
did
like,
you make it through?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was enough not horror for me to get through it.
Yeah. Fallout. Deathclaws.
Fucking
Deathclaws.
Deathclaws are so fucking scary.
Those are pretty creepy. Yep.
Yeah. You're just scared to die from them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just because you're fighting, like, people and mutants, and then all of a sudden there's this weird creature,
mutated creature of some
thing.
Sort,
there's really nothing, I think, else like it, really, in except for, like, the rats? I don't know.
No, there's nothing
the
like
the scorpions
them.
Can be kind of creepy. Yeah. The rad scorpions?
True. Yeah. There's just nothing like it. It just comes out of nowhere. And
no, then they're iconic.
Yeah.
I actually think, I mean, Deathclaws are... It just, you know that it's a tense moment anytime one shows up, because you're like, oh, well, fuck, gotta get the big guns out.
And then they give you power armor, and you're like, oh, fuck these guys.
My first experience with Fallout, I did the whole, like, ADHD, like, I'm just gonna walk to Earth, and I fell into a Deathclaw trap, saved over my previous save after I didn't know where I was. I was like, oh, better save my game. Walk around the corner, two Deathclaws, I have a revolver. I load my save. I'm like, maybe I can get out of here. No, I had to stop playing my first playthrough of Fallout 3 because I was like, I can't go back 6 hours.
Yeah.
I can't. Stupid.
Did you guys play New Vegas?
I have never played New Vegas.
Okay.
I never beat it.
So some of those really creepy New Vegas, because you know, each vault basically had its own experiments. It was running on the people in it.
Mm-hmm.
There was one where they were basically turning them into plants. And so you go through this vault, and at first there's just like, as you're going through it, you're not fighting anything. And then you get to these really big grassy like patches in it, and there's just overgrown vegetation everywhere. And so as you're going through it, you walk through it, and then like, I'm like, oh, this shit looks weird. And this thing's like hunched down in a ball. And then it like gets up, and it's basically like a plant zombie guy. It's got like a fucked up mouth and everything. I was like, oh, fuck. And then they just start swarming from everywhere. And they let you get like into the vault before they start coming after you. It was awesome. Damn.
That reminds me, Clickers.
I was just going to say that.
Clickers from Last of Us.
Yeah. Great design.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's zombies, but
basically,
with a twist.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the noises they make, fucking frightening.
Yeah. I always thought they just look like the guys from Pirates of the Caribbean.
They do.
Oh yeah.
Definitely. But they kill the shit out of you.
Oh yeah. If they ever grab you, it's immediate death.
Really. I hate how they cut away in that. I want to see
I agree.
In two. Did you play two? Are you
no? I own two.
Well,
and then
there is
a boss. Sell my stuff.
And just take what we talked about and multiply it. And it's one of the most frightening creatures I think in any recent video game.
Fair.
It's
what is it called? The something king?
Yeah.
The Rat King?
Huh?
Clicker King.
I think it's called the Rat King.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Rat King. Yes.
When you get there, let us know.
Shit. That's my nickname in high school.
Terrible game.
Okay.
Silent Hill Downpour.
Sure.
Oof.
One of the coolest enemies in all the Silent Hill games, in my opinion, one of them, not the coolest. The doll.
I'm going to be honest.
You don't remember?
I erased that game from my memory.
Right?
The doll is basically like this pure white porcelain creature that has blood all over it, and it's female in nature, and when you go into a room you can hear her giggle, and she's always in very, very, very dark rooms, almost pitch black rooms, and she can multiply shadows of herself out to attack you, and you can't hurt her until you find her. You have to find, it's kind of like Bell Maidens and Bloodborne and stuff. You have to find her in order to kill her. And she will move around the room, and you can tell she's moving because there'll be like click clacks of her bones, like, and she'll like walk away and stuff. Really cool enemy in a terrible game.
Huh.
Yeah. I like those a lot.
Well, that reminded me of Resident Evil Village with the doll, all the dolls there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also the baby doll,
mm-hmm.
or not even the baby doll, the baby from Resident Evil Village. Are you going to play Village?
I mean, someday you can ruin it for now. You've played the games here now for like a year.
The creepiest thing in all of the Resident Evil games, in my opinion,
it might be
in all of them.
I think
wow,
it is by far one of the, at least the most unsettling creature they've made.
We'll show it to you
in a long time. and it just comes at the perfect part of the game, I think.
Yeah, and I think that might be a big reason why it's so unsettling and creepy, because what you're doing in the atmosphere itself, along with the sound that they put in with it, all of it put together is perfect, and it just makes that entire scene tense and
And it's in a confined space too. Mm-hmm.
I gotta say to our listeners, if you're playing these games, these scary games, number one, you got to get the right sound. You got to get good surround sound, or you got to get a good headset. I almost prefer a headset
because that should get scarier.
That's why I prefer a headset, because you can't hear other stuff.
Nope.
Did I ever tell you the scariest thing that happened to me playing Dead Space?
Maybe.
I had a hernia operation.
Oh yes, yeah.
And I was sitting in a wicker chair that had holes on the sides, and I'm wearing my, at the time, the best headset in the world, the Triton Pro 5.1 surround sound headphones.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap. Bro, it was so tight. I'm playing Dead Space, and I'm in this fucking scary-ass part, and I had just had surgery, so I am not supposed to be moving a lot or moving fast or picking up anything heavy, like anything like that, and I'm at this fucking intense moment, and I'm sitting in, like, a wicker chair that has holes on the sides of it, and my fucking cat reaches through, and I don't know why, but just, like, tap, tap, tap on my side, and I was like, oh, fuck. So I had to stop playing that night. My cat gave me a game over.
Game over.
Bro, I was so fucking hurt. Like, I just remember being like, hey, fucking asshole cat. Oh, where are the drugs? Oh my god.
People say that every day.
Where are the drugs?
I think you could say one of the best monsters in video games recently from your favorite franchise. You know what I'm talking about. The xenomorph that follows you in Alien Isolation.
Yes.
That motherfucker.
It's been long enough. That whole game opens up. It is so, like, you're for the first several hours, you're like, fuck, man, this one xenomorph is a fucking asshole.
I really hope there's not more of these.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I'm glad it's just one. Oh, wait.
It's not.
But
it's got two brains.
No, there's fucking, you just go down into a fucking hive.
You're correct.
The xenomorph, the AI in the game gave the xenomorph in the beginning two brains.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about something.
It was so well done, though. I mean, just the way it was following you everywhere, and the cat and mouse game you kind of have with it.
And I feel like the game was like, let them think they're okay. Like, you'd be like, whoo, fuck, I barely made it. And it turns around and just whips on you. Like, I don't remember where they are, but I've got several videos where I was like, and then I thought I was going to make it. And the xenomorph just whips around and kills the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, several times you're running and you're like, why can't I run anymore? And your character just looks down and you're like, oh,
there's a tail through me.
Then you get a flamethrower and you're like, okay, I'm in business.
Yeah.
Ooh,
stay away.
The business maybe of not. Dying.
Yeah, maybe not.
Or does the flamethrower not kill it either?
It doesn't kill it.
It scares it away.
It scares it away, but it, yeah.
It gets harder. Behind you.
Yeah.
For some reason,
it gets harder, basically.
Man, one of the worst fucking enemies in all of those games is the fucking, the synthetic humans. God damn it.
I hate them. They're the worst.
I hate synthetic humans.
They should all be decommissioned right now.
Oh, fucking hell, man.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell, man.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
I'm just saying there's too many villains and, like, horror game or video game monsters and stuff. It's going to be hard to get through a lot of.
Man, the first time in Bloodborne, when your madman's knowledge is high enough.
The amygdalas.
Yeah.
Before they appear.
Amygdalas.
Mikolash says it amygdala, so that's all I will say it.
Amygdalas. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. But did you guys have the same experience I had where you don't see them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they grab you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what the fuck? Oh, I'm dead. What the fuck is that?
That was insane. That was absolutely insane. I remember, I think I texted him like, I don't know what happened. Something killed me and I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And then several hours later, when you've beaten some bosses and get insight, that fucker is right there on the side of the building. And I was like, oh, that's fucking cool.
If you've never played Bloodborne and you want to give it a shot, it's difficult and have patience. But yes, there basically you can get into this area where there's an item and it's in like a graveyard. You can go and pick up the item, but all of a sudden you don't see anything. But all of a sudden this like weird, like it almost looks like a portal is opening up around you. And then all of a sudden you're grabbed and you're lifted up in the air and crushed and you immediately die. And you're like, what the fuck? That's so weird because you can't see anything. you get this stuff called insight as you beat bosses and go through the game.
Or is it
you
insight can get, or is it Madman's
well,
insight?
Well, you can get more insight when you get Madman's knowledge and use it.
Gotcha.
And then the more, and when you get to a certain level, you can now see these giant creatures called amygdalas. And the only reason I know they're called amygdalas is because that is a part of the brain.
Yeah.
And that's what they're based off of.
Yeah.
But these giant, like, Cthulhu-esque, like, weird
as fuck,
weird honeycomb head face thing. Ugh.
If you have that one fear of like hand holes in your hands, not good.
Oh, yeah.
You're
what's
not,
that
you're
called?
You're not gonna have a good time. I
the,
don't know.
Small holes, the feel,
the honeycomb,
small,
whatever.
Small holes, yeah. I can't remember what that's called, but
you'll
see them all over the buildings, just like crawling on them and shit. It's creepy when you first see it. You're like,
very
whoa!
Unsettling.
The ones that I hated the most are the fucking insight suckers. Did you ever get grabbed by one of those? You remember,
yes,
did you
the
go to
suckers.
The, you go to the college, right? And there's these weird, like, wizard, like, little tentacle people, basically. And if they grab you, their tentacle head sucks your head and literally sucks away your insight. Like,
Jesus.
And you pretty much almost immediately die unless you have a really high health.
Yeah.
You know what the worst enemy in that whole fucking game was?
The frenzy ones.
The house that hurts you?
Yeah.
That pissed me off. Running around, you're like, what is hurting me? Oh, anytime the house light shines on you.
It's the giant brain in there, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
And the maidens that have the big brains that,
They like, literally, that's what they do. And they're kind of singing a song. Yeah, those.
All the monsters are great in that game.
Oh, they are. They're so
fucking
good.
I'm mad that it never came to Xbox.
It didn't never came to Xbox.
It never came to Xbox. Give me all the Dark Souls all fucking day long. Can't give me a goddamn Bloodborne. What the hell?
You still don't have Demon Souls on the Xbox either.
Yeah, but that's not, who cares about that game?
You know,
it's a good game.
Shout out to the witch and, Left 4 Dead.
Dude, she's fucking scary.
Fucking bitch.
Little girl just crying all of a sudden.
Yeah,
you walk by her.
She does not
and
need your help, trust me.
Nope. Walk past her.
Were you a killer or a walk past her kind of person?
Killer.
I always tried to kill her.
So one time Cody and I were playing together on Xbox Live, and I had the hunting rifle, and he had a shotgun. And so I was like, the level with the train tracks, and there's like the barn or whatever, and she's in it. And so there's like an open shot from the top of the hill, like where the tracks are. And I was like, I'm going to get up there and I'll put my crosshair right over her head and I'll shoot her. And then you just load her with the shotgun. He's like, sure. So he gets up there and I shoot. And by the time I shoot, because she can be alerted by light and sound, you know, and I shoot and the sound of my gun alerts her before the bullet gets to her, and she moves out of the way. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry, Cody. And he's like, fuck. And it, like, kills him. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
My boy games being messed up.
Oh, man.
Video games being messed up.
Did you ever get the crowned achievement?
Crowned achievement.
You have to shoot her point blank at the base of her hair, basically. And if you kill her in one shot with the shotgun, you get the crowned achievement.
I think I remember seeing that achievement, but I don't know.
It's hard as fuck.
You have to, like, creep.
Absolutely.
Ever so softly.
Sloppily.
Any game
up,
that
bitch?
Has like a crying girl in it is automatically going to be kind
of
creepy because
that's
Dying
Call
Light
of Duty.
What? Dying Light has the like zombie girl in the apartment. That's an awesome mission.
Man. The volatiles
from Dying Light.
Those were cool.
Good.
And you can play as them.
Good call out.
And you could play as them, so that was dope too. But open world horror zombie game that has a feature where you push a button and you can look back while you're running.
Yeah.
And when you're being chased at night, that's the craziest thing ever to be running. And it kind of goes into slow-mo for you. Whoa. So you look back and then just this thing with like predator like mouth just chasing you.
And
it's
like
a pale
like
creature.
All four legs jumping
and there might
through
be
the
a
air
couple
and
of
shit.
Them chasing you because you can see them on your mini map, but then you're like, oh, they're real fucking close. Yep. And just the cat and mouse game that you played with them was awesome.
I remember when I first played that game, I was like, the worst thing in the world, don't go out at night. Don't fucking do it. And then like hours into the game, you're like, fuck it, I'll take it.
You're like, I don't want
to. Well, you also like get to the point where you're used to it now and you're kitted up and you're like, fuck it, I'll take on these fucking volatiles.
No, you won't.
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Not for a long time.
Not you later in the game.
I remember thinking, I'm brave. Fuck this.
No,
you
definitely have to wait until you're
Come
later
on,
in the
man,
game.
Bro.
I did get to a point where I can watch one shot them, but that's you've beaten the game.
Yeah.
And you're just grinding out stuff at that point.
Yep.
So, but yeah, no, the volatiles are awesome.
They are, and I cannot wait for Dying Link 2.
Yeah, whenever
which
comes out.
You ready? What you got?
Shall we do some speed runs real quick of some monster? We'll just quick takes.
Go ahead. Yeah. Yep.
The Darkspawn from Dragon Age. They were pretty cool.
Yeah.
creepers from Minecraft.
Dude, fuck yeah.
They, fucking with, creepers are yes. fucking assholes.
Dude, explody okay.
penises.
You don't think Minecraft is a scary game until you're caving and you have all this epic, awesome, like, loot.
Just gotta make it home, baby.
And then, like, all you're like, because creepers don't make any sound until they come up to you, and then you just hear, and you're like, ah!
It's almost a fear of just losing everything yeah, more yeah, than the creature,
it really
though.
Is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, the creepers aren't scary. The fear of losing all the beautiful loot, diamonds and shit.
Yes.
Because you are so far away. I mean, at least I am. I'm never close to my fucking
oh,
base.
Oh, right, yeah, you go way the fuck out.
I'm like, I'm 8-10 diamonds deep. I'm like, oh, I'm going to make some good shit.
Great example of a not scary game with a fucking frightening monster.
Yep.
Head crabs from Half-Life, dude, yeah. which head this crabs. Is the poisonous variant, yeah. which I think is fucking
or
gross.
The, yeah, or the thing crabs. That's just like attached oh, to the ceiling, yes. so it grabs you, grab and pulls you, and pull you up.
Oh, fuck.
They're, yeah, they're like reverse
you're
Venus
like, fuck,
fly
fuck,
traps.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm out of ammo. Well, I'm dead.
Well, this is it.
Yeah, those things are cool. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Jesse's done. There's no more villains in video games.
That's it. That's all of them.
That's not all of them. That's not all of them. Get out
How
of here.
How about that weird thing from Witcher 3? The baby ghost?
Oh, the, fuck. I can't, I'm gonna get in trouble when I get home because I can't remember what that's called.
The abomination.
Me too.
The butcher's son, kid.
Not butcher.
The isn't Baron. His name Baron?
Isn't he... called like isn't he called the butcher
maybe
don't they
maybe.
Call him the butcher
Baron whatever
but yeah his kid
yeah
the like
his deformed kid
bro yeah. all that fucked up shit you find out about that family god damn
actually the yeah actually saying that the monsters in The Witcher 3 are crazy
yeah.
just most of them are they're really crazy because I mean of course you have like wyvern and stuff like that
it's not
but,
as scary because you're a badass but like if you weren't a badass it would be terrifying
yep
the,
but since
the
you know you
three...
can fight them
witches?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're fucking scary forms. Woo.
So, you know what? Believe it or not, even though it's not
Honeycomb
necessarily a part
again.
Of the video game, watch the Witcher TV series and the fight he has with the, I don't remember what it's called now, in that church.
Where he has to deny it a place to sleep
yes.
or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that,
didn't make
that,
it that far.
And even though the,
I got
you know,
bored.
Even though the Witcher is a badass, that's a creepy moment.
He's
yeah,
he's the badass.
He's yeah. a badass.
The problem with the Witcher TV series is there's like four good sword fights.
And sword fights.
There's unfortunately
maybe,
there's eight episodes.
And the fact that they had Henry Cavill play him that yeah. doesn't help.
He did a good job.
He did a great job.
What
as
else
Geralt.
You got there, Jesse?
I love the design of the elites from Halo.
Oh yeah.
And the Flood also were pretty fucking frightening.
True.
The Flood were frightening. Robots sent. I mean, not the Flood, but like sentient robots in video games that are like, I'm sorry, you've been deemed not good enough to live. I have to kill you and every human. Like those, like even like Mass Effect, like there's certain.
The Geth
are like, yeah, we all work as one and we all. Like,
I've mine, yeah.
We got a virus. We're going to kill you. Sorry.
I still cannot believe that it was a DLC and not a part of the actual game, but when you find out who created the Reapers.
The Leviathan?
Yeah, like, they're just the organic versions of Reapers. They created a robotic version of them, and it's a DLC, and it explains their origin and everything.
Yeah. Is that in Mass Effect 3?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it's
the Dark Abyss
It's not a DLC,
DLC
for you anymore, because
right,
they have
the Legendary
Edition.
It's
but
the Dark Abyss.
Part of your game.
Originally,
or
it was,
Deep Abyss.
It was right. I think it was just called the Leviathan DLC.
Was it?
Yeah. It's fucking cool.
Oh, sorry, no, it also plays off of the movie...
The Abyss.
Yes.
The Abyss. There we go.
Did the Reapers kill the...
They're hiding.
They're
hiding from them.
They're hiding, but you get called to that planet because there's been reports of multiple Reapers being absolutely destroyed going to this planet.
Yeah.
So the Leviathan are able to destroy the Reapers?
Yes.
They're actually
quite
a bit...
I was like, are the Reapers coming to kill a Leviathan? Like, sorry.
Yes, they are.
Oh, I was like...
They are.
They're the original civilization.
Gotcha.
So they had to, but they have to hide from them because they're trying to like find them.
It's
so
number. It's a numbers game.
So something the size of a Reaper, but an organism that lives in deep water,
cybernetic
organism, and can talk to and can control people's minds from across the universe.
Yep.
What was the thing in Halo that was very similar, like that creature that you talked to?
Gravemind.
The Gravemind.
Yeah,
Gravemind.
That creates the Flood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was fucking cool.
He
too.
Was cool. Yeah, and he like mind linked with you and Arbiter for the rest of the series, basically.
Yep. It was dope.
So we probably know all of our answers already, but final question here. Favorite video game monster?
Don't start with me.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Of all time!
The Heartless.
Ooh, like Do you like the first one you ever fight?
No, it's definitely the big guy has the heart cut out of his
from the beginning of the game.
The island, yeah.
In the first, yeah.
I guess not the tiny heartless, but
what
yeah,
the
like
fuck
the
are we
guy.
Talking about?
So in the Kingdom very Hearts. First Kingdom Hearts game,
Kingdom Hearts,
yeah, mm-hmm. you fight this giant heartless who, yeah.
I don't know what a heartless is.
It was
is.
The monster from Fantasia.
No,
I don't know what Fantasia is.
No,
isn't it?
That's Chernabog,
and he's later in the game.
That's a
this
gargoyle.
Is on the original island,
Destiny Island. Before you even like know how to play the game,
he's
you fight
got
him.
Like long hair. He's got basically a scarf on, and his heart's cut out of his
remember
chest.
His name? Does he have a name?
He has a name. I just don't remember.
Oh,
his.
That guy. Yeah. Okay. 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 Okay.
Big heartless boss.
Favorite Bowls. Video game monster, iconic, but not in this room.
His name's Darkseid. It's fucking cool.
Yep. There he is.
Yeah. That thing.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's fucking cool.
Yep.
And you are not prepared to fight him.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yorp.
For me, I Daughter of Ebriatus, I think, was one of the coolest.
Of all time.
It's, I'm just it's asking. Literally Cthulhu. I mean, okay. You're literally fighting Cthulhu, and it's got a great score, and it's so random because you're, you know, at that point, you don't know that it's going to be some, like, Eldritch Horror type bullshit, and then all of a sudden, you find out that, oh, there's some more going on here, and it's...
It's not even a like an obvious area to go to like whatsoever. It's actually a boss room that is inside of another boss room.
Yes.
And it's a secret that you have to break out a window to go in and you just fight another boss.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucking
you go down
cool.
this giant elevator and she has this huge cavern to herself and it's pretty difficult. That was probably one of the hardest bosses I think in the game just because you didn't know how to fight something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking cool. Great design. Great music. Loved it.
I mean, my favorite's Pyramid Head.
It has to be Pyramid Head.
Yeah, it's Pyramid Head. It's my favorite.
Is it Pyramid Head?
Pyramid Head. It's got to be Pyramid
not
Head.
Not Gummers?
The Gummers are cool, but
they're
no.
not cool.
I will say, the ghosts from Silent Hill 3 are pretty fucking creepy.
The ghosts?
Or 4.
Oh,
Silent
okay.
Hill 4, sorry. Because you cannot kill them.
Yeah, they're creepy, dude.
And they make this weird sound when they come at you, and they don't actually attack you when they're near you. They just take health off of you. And you have to you get one sword in the game that you can stab through them. They're not dead. They just stay there until you take the sword out, and then you have to get
crazy.
The fuck away. Yeah, Chris.
I mean, if we're talking iconic video game,
your favorite?
Yeah, it's still Pyramid Head. Like I don't want to agree with him because I want to have something different. But bro, it's just standard. Like
He's up there, man.
In creative characters, I'm like, can I make Pyramid Head in this game?
You can make Pyramid Head in Bloodborne.
I tried to make
you
Pyramid
can.
Head in Soul Calibur, and I was like, God damn
you
it.
You can just play as Pyramid Head in Dead by Daylight.
You can.
Right.
He's
but
pretty
you
good.
Have to wait to be the bad guy and, you know, that whole thing. I don't know. I don't.
We don't have time to explain to him. It's okay.
I've tried to play Dead by Daylight,
okay.
but it's a lot. Like, I'm not into
okay.
the running thing.
I'm not a fan of that game either, so.
It's okay. That's why we're on this couch, Jesse.
What?
It's not scary to me.
It's not supposed to be. You're the killer.
Unless you're not,
you would have to choose. Okay, anyway.
We thank you for joining us on a very special, spooky episode, and look forward to sharing more spooky stories with you. This has been the Digital Bath Podcast for the first time.
You got it.
You said that last year.
I didn't know you were going to say something.